Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Bob, can you believe it's been 10 years?
I sure can, Jess. 10 years since what?
Today marks the 10th anniversary of that time I stepped in gum in the parking lot of the grocery store.
Wow. Has it really been that long?
Sure, why not?
That's amazing.
So today we have an in-depth 4-hour-long interview with the heroic employee who helped me get unstuck.
Whoa, that is sure to be an exciting interview.
You know it. But first, here's the latest news.
All the major plot points for Adventures in Odyssey Album 70 have leaked online, and boy, are there some juicy details out there. In case you missed it, I'm going to share them all with you right now, episode by episode. Item 1.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, don't worry, boys. It was only me.
Nathan Hubler?
No, I'm an entirely new character to the podcast. You've never heard me before. I'm not someone to be trifled with. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Well, could you give us a hint?
Look, who I am isn't important, okay? You're getting distracted. Let's focus on the task at hand. All you need to know is I am the voice of the children.
What's going on?
I'm here to play a little game.
Oh, I know. It's a guess your name game, right? Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpel who? No, that's not the game. And stop trying to guess my name. Just listen, okay? I think you two will find that the doors on the studio are locked tight.
You can't lock us in here. I've got magazine deadlines. You know, I can't be in this tiny little room for more than a few minutes before I start worrying that our December magazines will never be sent out. I need out. I need freedom.
Too long have the children been waiting on the results of the 2020 Avery Awards. Votes were tallied like 2 months ago by now. Too long have the kids been wondering who was the best bogus news report by Ajax Manik in breaking news. Too long have you been stalling.
Stalling? Us? No way. We were gonna get to it.
Okay, you guys were about to do an interview with the guy who rescued Jesse from a gum predicament 10 years ago. You don't call that stalling?
Well, I mean, it was a real sticky situation.
Yeah, the interview would give the listeners a lot to chew on.
All right, enough with the wordplay. Let's get to the gameplay. Here are the rules. Rule number one. I've hidden the envelopes of the names of the Avery Award winners all around your cozy little studio.
I mean, it has gotten messy in here. I should have tidied up last week.
Huh. Number two, the winner of each category is also a clue to the location of the next winner envelope. So be sure to go in order, or you'll get real confused real quick.
Yeah, okay.
And number three, you will not be allowed to leave your little, tiny little studio until you finish the Avery Awards for Album 67, More Than Meets the Eye, and Album 68, Out of the Blue.
Are you sure you're not Nathan Hubler?
No. I mean, yes. Yes, I'm sure I'm not. Stop stalling. Listen to what I have to say. For each winner, in lies a clue. But choose the correct category, whatever you do.
Aw, that's some very nice use of the AA rhyme scheme.
No, I'm not doing poetry here. It's a riddle. There's a huge difference between the two. Now, are you two sharp enough to remember all the categories and all the nominees in the correct order? I hope so. Otherwise, you'll be trapped in there for a short little period of time known as forever.
I mean, I don't know if I can remember them off the top of my head, but I think I can pull them up here in my phone.
Wouldn't that be nice? However, you'll find your phones aren't working. I've blocked all the cell phone signals.
Oh, that's fine. I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
Clever. Good thing I've unplugged the router.
Well, I can just use this landline here to call.
I cut the landline, too. And, Bob, put that fire out.
Man.
Smoke signals? Really? Come on, Bob. Look, I've thought of everything.
Well, if he's thought of everything, I guess we have to play.
Perfect. And good luck. Godspeed.
Well, thank you. This is the Adventures in Odyssey podcast, after all.
Okay, well, the first category is, of course, Best Actress.
Yeah, and of course, the nominees are Kimmy Robertson as Penny Bassett in A Wise Surprise.
Monica Padilla as Gillian Marshall in Nightmares by Constance.
Chantel Kaysen as Kayla Calhoun in Good Job.
Christina Pacelli as Emily Jones in A Sacrificial Escape.
And Natalie Lander as Zoe Grant in Breaking News.
Great teamwork, Jess.
Yeah.
We might beat this guy at his little game after all.
Whoever he is. Maybe Brock Eastman.
So let me get this straight. If the winner of each category is the clue to the location of the next winner envelope, how do we find the first envelope?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Perhaps I'll answer with another riddle. If you wish to win the game, the clue might be flipped. Perhaps you'll find the winner if you reflect on the script.
Ah, okay.
Reflect on the script.
Yeah, we get it. We'll hold the back of the script up to one of the mirrors in the studio here, and it should say something. It was a pretty easy clue.
Look, writing riddles is not so easy, all right? You try it sometime. Who'd you expect? Bilbo Baggins?
Wait, are you Bilbo Baggins?
Is that what you think, Jesse? Ex-nay on the Ames nay guessing nay?
Okay, except when I hold it up to the mirror, it doesn't say anything.
Impossible. I wrote the clue in lemon juice. It should work quite nicely.
Lemon juice? No, you're supposed to write it backwards.
Backwards in lemon juice. Interesting.
You're thinking of the wrong trick. The lemon juice trick is you hold it up to a heat source, like a smoke signal fire. Watch.
Didn't I tell you to put that out?
All right. The winner for Best Actress is Monica Padilla as Gillian Marshall.
Congratulations. Monica, that was a really great performance.
Well, Mr. Disembodied Voice said the
Doctor.
Sorry. Dr. Disembodied Voice said the clue to the location of the winner of the next category will be found in this winner.
And, if I remember correctly, the next category was a Best Investigative Duo.
That's right. And the nominees were
Gillian Marshall and Jason Whitaker in Nightmares by Constance.
Right. And Zoe Grant and Ted Humphries in Breaking News.
Yeah. And Frank and Eleanor Wise in A Wise Surprise.
Oh, and Emily Jones and Matthew Parker in A Sacrificial Escape.
And Cooper Calhoun and Buck Oliver in Page from the Playbook.
Hey, I think we're getting the hang of this.
So, if the Best Actress winner was Monica Padilla as Gillian Marshall, how might that be a clue to the location of the winner envelope for the Best Investigative Duo?
Maybe it's in the name. Perhaps Monica. Is the envelope hidden in that harmonica right there?
Oh. Nope. Just a soulful tune.
Monica Padilla as Gillian Marshall.
Oh, is the envelope hidden under that life-size bust of Marshall Younger that we keep in the studio?
I'll check.
I really should have sculpted that out of cheese instead of lead.
Nope, nothing. Wait a minute. Maybe Marshall, like a fire marshal. Yep, right here. Under the helmet of Firefighter Rudy. Thanks, Firefighter Rudy.
No problem.
And the winner is Gillian Marshall and Jason Whitaker in Nightmares by Constance.
All right. You know, Townsend is one of my favorite all-time Odyssey actor interviews. And in other great news, I also remembered the next category. It's Best Actor.
Oh, that's right. And the nominees were Tucker Chandler as Wyatt Perkins in Man of the House.
Robbie Bruce as Buck Oliver in Page from the Playbook.
And Eric Martzoff as Ron Perkins in Always Home.
I can't forget Keith Ferguson as Ted Humphries in Breaking News.
And, of course, Townsend Coleman as Jason Whitaker in Nightmares by Constance. Well, we did it again. And I think I know where to find the winner envelope.
Where?
Right here, stuck to my microphone.
Oh, you're right. Wow, how did you figure that out?
Well, over the many, many years we've been doing this podcast, so much has changed, but this microphone has been my one constant.
Wow.
Also, an envelope with Best Actor written on it, right in my face this whole time, is hard to miss. It's kind of been giving my nose a paper cut.
Don't keep us in suspense. Who's the winner?
The winner is Townsend Coleman as Jason Whitaker in Nightmares by Constance.
What?
I said, bravo, bravo, you make the children.
Sorry, no, we're still not hearing you. Is there some kind of clapping going on your end?
I said, bravo, bravo, you've made the children proud, and I was doing a really great sarcastic clap, but the effect is gone. We've lost the moment. The moment's over. Move on with the guessing.
Well, that reminds me, the next category is best sound design.
And I think I know just where to look for the winner.
Where?
Well, everybody knows Townsend Coleman is an anagram for Newt Moon Scandal.
Right, of course, common knowledge.
And everyone knows that newts can be green, and the moon can be round, and a scandal can sometimes be a type of conspiracy.
Oh, that's a bit of a stretch, but sure.
Which means the envelope is likely hidden right here on the shelf. Yep, where we keep every single album of Adventures in Odyssey in cassette form inside the case for Green Ring Conspiracy.
Wow, great detective work, Jesse.
Thanks. And the winner is A Sacrificial Escape.
Oh, does that mean the clue is we can escape from this game now?
It doesn't.
Aw.
Well, honestly, this game is kind of fun.
Fun? Fun? We'll just see how much fun you're having when I cut off your steady supply of fruit by the foot.
No!
Sorry, guys. I just got a memo from legal. I'm going to change that line. When I cut off your steady supply of elongated processed fruit leather.
No!
Okay, Jesse, come on. Calm down. No need to make a scene. 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 Scene, that's it. The next category is best scene.
How can I think when I can't eat my elongated processed fruit leather?
And the nominees are Ted Humphrey's reports from the trampoline park in Breaking News.
I've become completely dependent on this fun-filled fruit snack perpetually fed through this tube on the wall as per my podcast's hosting contract.
Emily Jones demands that Matthew take the single oxygen mask in A Sacrificial Escape.
What does the world come to when people take away our elongated processed fruit leather?
I'll just say the rest. Jillian and Jason pretend to be a married couple at a wedding rehearsal in Nightmares by Constance. The Parker kids attempt to use a lie detector on their father in Man of the House. And the Wise family finds out that Penny isn't having a baby, but Charlotte is in A Wise Surprise.
Wait! I've got it.
What?
This guy is cutting off my elongated processed fruit leather, and the last category winner was A Sacrificial Escape. It means if I sacrifice what's left of the fruit by the foot...
Elongated processed fruit leather, thank you.
Yes, elongated processed fruit leather. If I sacrifice that for you, Bob, then we will be able to get the next envelope. Here, Bob. You can have it.
But I don't want it. It's sticky.
Just take it. It's the least I can do.
Fine. Wait, it's stuck. It won't come out.
Look! The envelope was crammed inside here. I only needed to give up the one thing I love most, elongated processed fruit leather.
Aren't you being a little hyperbolic?
Maybe. I have consumed a lot of green dye number 94.
Well, what's it say?
The winner of the best scene is Jillian and Jason pretend to be a married couple at a wedding rehearsal in Nightmares by Constance.
Well, your overly dramatic incident reminds me that the next category is best script.
Oh, right. But where's the winner envelope?
I have no idea. I mean, this is a tiny room. I'm honestly surprised we've been able to fit so much stuff in here.
Yeah, things really have piled up over the years.
Hey, you seem to have calmed down.
Yeah, I feel much better now that I found this leftover cake from celebrating Wooten and Penny's wedding.
That's still good?
Yeah, it's a little papery. Mm. Yeah, not bad.
Wait, Jesse, the last winner was about a wedding. You're eating the envelope that's hidden inside that wedding cake.
Oh, you're right. It's right here. The winner for best script.
Well, who is it?
Let me wipe off the frosting and saliva. There.
Ew.
Nightmares by Constance.
And the next category is Best Bogus News Reported by Ajax Manik in Breaking News.
Well, obviously, that was an easy one.
And the nominees are Eugene Meltzner is working on a secret government project to cover up a UFO landing in Odyssey.
Eugene Meltzner designed a special flash pen that erases people's memories.
A slime monster is on the loose and about to prey on the unsuspecting citizens of Odyssey.
Something has escaped from the Odyssey sewers. And when the world does end, you need Johnson's Apocalypse Survival Kits with 3 new milkshake flavors.
Now, where could the winner envelope be?
Well, the last category was best script. What about that stack of old podcast scripts over there?
Well, it's worth a try, but there are 364 of them. Mm. Where would you start?
Oh, that's easy, Bob. Not only is today the 10th anniversary of the gum incident, it's also the 10th anniversary of the Avery Awards themselves. Remember that very first Avery's?
Like it was yesterday. You stepped in the gum that day. It was podcast number 97, as I recall.
You're right. What's this?
What is it?
I'll tell you in a minute. I found the Podcast 97 script, and here's the envelope. And the winner is... Something has escaped from the Odyssey sewers, and when the world does end, you'll need Johnson's Apocalypse Survival Kits with 3 new milkshake flavors.
That really was the best bogus news report.
Well, I think we only have one more category left.
I think so, too.
What could it be?
I think it's... No, that's not it.
You know, for the life of me, I can't remember.
What would be the very last category? It'd have to be big.
Yeah, something that would encompass everything related to the albums.
Yeah, something grandiose and all-consuming.
Best overall episode. It's best overall episode. It's always best overall episode. Why do you insist on stalling?
Oh, right. Thanks, Doc.
Wait.
What?
Back to that thing I found under the scripts.
Oh, right. What is it?
It's a giant knob that says Talkback Mic Voice Modulation Control.
Hey, wait. What are you two talking about?
Turn it, Jesse.
I'm turning it.
No, don't. No, don't. Wait.
I'll cut off your air supply. Oh, man. You caught me.
Voice of Jason Whitaker? Townsend Coleman?
I have to say, that's about the last person I expected it to be.
But why?
Well, guys, I'm really sorry about this, but I kept getting thousands of emails, messages, and tweets from fans eager to know the results of the Avery Awards. I mean, I wanted to know the results. Half those emails were from me. And you guys were taking so long. The fans and I just couldn't take it anymore. I was backed into a corner.
Well, Townsend, we're sorry you felt backed into a corner, but honestly, locking us in this room was not the right way to go about this.
Yeah, didn't you hear Chris's wrap-up at the end of A Sacrificial Escape? Locking someone in a room and making them think they could die for their own good isn't good at all. There's a Bible verse about that somewhere.
Actually, the door's been unlocked the whole time.
What?
Oh yeah, having the studio doors locked from the outside would be a huge fire hazard. We would never allow it.
You mean we're free to leave?
Well, now that I know that, I kind of want to finish the episode. What do you say, Jesse?
Of course. I love recording the Avery Awards.
And the winner for Best Overall Episode is...
Nightmares by Constance.
Congratulations to all the winners.
Absolutely. And thank you to everyone who voted. That's all for this very unusual edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
I'm Firefighter Rudy.
I'm Townsend.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Hey guys, want to grab a burger?
Yeah, sounds great. How about that place down the street? I need to inspect their fire extinguishers.
Yeah, it works for me. I've heard there's an undercover importer-exporter working out of their kitchen.
Can I invite the grocery store worker that rescued me from the gum? Then we could go over all of our interview questions for next time.
Perfect. Let's go.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.